This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
And I have had a bit of a big day today. I went for a little bit of a job trial.
You did. You're in the search of the job opportunities. You're in need of some employment.
It's not only Joy that needs money. Everybody needs it.
That's exactly right.
And
so follow Z's link and then.
Yeah, no. If I had a Patreon, I would have plugged it, but I don't. So what I went through today, it was. I thought it went well. I went for a job.
Yeah, because you're well versed in the hospitality industry. You know, you know the ins and outs.
I've got a bit of experience.
I couldn't trust you as far as I can throw you, but you know,
you haven't got the upper body strength.
No,
so I thought I would give it a go at this new establishment.
Yeah.
See how I go in a new place because I got sick of the old place.
Yeah, I mean, understandable. You know, you can't be somewhere, you know, especially in a hospital for, you know, like five, 6 years.
I know, and expect the business to still run the way it was when you first got there.
Exactly right. That's right.
You can't expect
that. No, you can't expect it.
But that's life.
That is life. That is small business, you know.
But I went in there and I thought I did really well. I was behind the bar for a little bit. I was, you know, making coffees, doing everything I needed to do.
Right.
But I was nervous. I thought that
of course
the coffee machine there would be different to the coffee machine I was used to.
Yeah, you know, because they're different brands, different strokes for different tokes. You know what I mean?
Like, you know,
it's all different. You know, you got the frother.
What I was going to say. The frothers, you know, froth differently.
That's it. You know, how much head do you want? You know,
exactly
what I mean?
Right. Yeah. What's the right amount of head?
Every
coffee. You're right.
Every coffee.
But I don't know. Like, I thought I nailed it. I thought I was, you know, by the end of the trial, he was going to say to me, Z,
you got it.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Right.
I'll see you tomorrow, bright and early. Yeah. Book you in.
Well, I think I'm seeing you tomorrow, so I don't know.
Are you my boss? No. So,
If I wouldn't hire you.
Look, I thought it went well, but I can't even think about what it could have been.
Okay.
That I didn't get it.
Right. Really, you didn't get it. Well, okay. So
I did not get
it. Okay. Were you confident with the coffees? Do you think you were good at them?
Yeah. Look, I know the difference between a macchiato and an affogato.
Yeah. You know? Was that? Yeah. Okay.
I also.
Are we taking Italian right now?
We might be. We might be. It has been a long day. It has been a very long day.
Well, okay. What about there was a bar there. So what about were you good at the mixing in the drinks, the cocktails?
Oh, you were getting. I was putting on a show as well. I was doing the Cosmo shake above the head.
Yeah,
and I'm doing it now for you.
Puppetry of the penis as well. I heard.
I don't know what restaurant you've been to where I've worked, but I'll see you later. But I thought I was killing it. I actually thought I had this in the bag.
Okay.
I thought they were going to offer me a managerial role.
Really?
By the end, that's how confident I was.
Okay.
By the end of this.
Okay. Well, so you've got it all. So what about your customer service? Like, what was that like? You know, interacting with the customers, interacting with everybody.
There was a couple of interactions throughout the trial. Like, I thought I would have an easier time behind the bar, but I did have to talk to a few people.
Okay.
Here and there.
Yeah. Of course. That's what you have to do, you know. As someone working in hospital, you also need to talk to people.
Unfortunately, that's the reality of it.
Yeah. They don't have self-serve restaurants yet.
No.
Do they? Vending machines.
Vending machines, that's right.
That's a self-serve restaurant.
I think to some people it might be. But no, I thought it would be fine. But there were quick instances. I didn't have to talk to people for that long.
No, of course
not. But it was a weird day because I, for whatever reason, one of the dishwashers at the back of this restaurant wasn't working properly. So there was like a shortage of...
Of course. I mean, that's what you need at a restaurant, especially in, you know, peak time. One of the cleaning devices to be down. That's the worst.
But there's nothing you can do.
That's right.
We were short on plates. We were short on cutlery, on glasses. There was a lot that was...
That was short, yeah.
And I say we like I work there, but I don't because they didn't give me the job.
Oh.
But stuff them. So I was there
talking
to you know, not really anyone for that long, really. It was a lot of just, like, passing by instances.
Yeah.
Like, the only one I can think of, like
for
I said...
a table in particular, like, someone in particular that maybe, I don't know.
Well, it's...
Because, you know, one altercation can really lead to, you know, them saying something to someone, and it's then
true.
That's it, you know?
It's true. Well, there was a moment where there was, like, a kid playing on the ground.
Right.
Like, near one of the tables.
Yeah. Was it a kid-friendly restaurant?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Everywhere, right. Everywhere's friendly.
Yeah.
To me.
Not where I've been.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when there's the puppetry shows going on.
It's voluntary.
Is it?
Yeah.
I hope so.
To me, it was.
Yeah, I really hope so. No, there was a kid playing on the ground.
Yeah.
There, but then I also saw, like, some cutlery on the ground.
Yeah.
And, like I said, there was a shortage.
Shortage of cutlery, yeah. So you didn't really have much cutlery around.
No, and I didn't want the kid to, like, play with it. You know, you're just thinking for the safety of the child.
Yeah, that's right, of course.
So all I did was I was talking to one of the other employees, and I was like, hey... But I was looking at this table, you know. Yeah. I was like, hey, get the fork off the ground.
Right.
And just kept walking.
Oh,
I just
okay.
kept, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. I mean, I guess, did anyone react weirdly to that? Because, you know.
I was working, but, like, the mum picked up the kid and all that. But they got the fork. There was this fork.
They got the fork off the floor.
We were able to put that utensil back.
Right.
To get it cleaned.
Wow. That's pretty good.
It was good.
That's good. I mean, did anyone else...
Yeah, that like the same person, the same table.
Wow, it seems like a problem table.
Oh, but you get that every job's got a problem.
Yeah.
A problem that happens.
Yeah, that's right.
The the mum at this table asked me for some cutlery, and I told her that we were short of it.
Oh right, of course, yeah, the shortage of cutlery.
Yeah, well, I
was there a sign?
I thought I had informed her already, but I had to again look at her in the face and just say, I don't give a fork.
Ah.
Not a single fork.
Wow.
So you've got to go and just wait a little bit, and we'll be able to bring you some cutlery just shortly.
Okay.
Know? Just, like, bear with us.
Okay.
And then I went back and just made a few more drinks.
Wow. Did she make another face? I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know. I don't. Not that I remember. She...
No?
She, like, spoke to some other employees at that stage, but I don't know what they were talking about. I don't know what they were talking about. But the last thing, now that you mention it, this table was busting my chops.
Again?
Yeah.
Again, one more time.
The last, the absolute last thing, right? One of the, we put the cutlery on the, I say we again, but I don't work for them. The the cutlery is on the other tables.
Yeah.
You know, like already preset. This little kid has picked up a clean fork off this other table.
And you're already short of bloody cutlery.
What's
going on?
You can see what sort of day it was at this place.
Yeah.
And the kid, you wouldn't believe it, puts the cutlery in its mouth.
I mean, that's not good. When you have a shortage, I mean, you know,
and it was clean.
You can't be wasting clean forks.
Just salivated, and has to be washed again. So I went straight out to the table. I marched almost because it was, you know, I want to look good for the business.
Of course, you have your proud face on. You got to be nicely presentable to the child.
That's it. So I thought. You know, I wanted to be firm, but, you know, just so everyone knew what I was saying. But I just looked at her and I said, get the fork out of your mouth, please, because you really can't have it in your mouth.
Oh.
I would appreciate that. But I don't know how much they heard, because before I could really finish that sentence, they rushed the one of my, like, the boss over to the table.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's intense. That's intense. I would have been scared. I would have been scared.
From what? I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, it really, if you take them, if you isolate those sounds, it sounds a bit naughty.
I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know what's going on, and I'm unemployed still, which is not good. But the last thing, the absolute last thing I heard when I was leaving that place was the boss.
Oh, the boss had to... Yeah, well, I mean, okay. All right, fair enough. I mean, the boss is going to have to say something, because it sounded like he was swearing.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it doesn't excuse him then, because you know what he's turned around to me?
What did he say?
He just told me to off.
Really?
I couldn't believe it.
Really? What did he say? What? tell me. What did he say?
He just looked me straight in the eyes and just told me to off, and I couldn't...
Oh.
But, like, nice and loud.
Really?
And I was embarrassed. Yeah. I thought I had a job out of this. But no, long story short, he just told me to off, and I just had none of it.
You know, I think you are. You're a bit of a Ed.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.